Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Keys to the Game here from PNC Studio at Halas Hall. I'm Jeff Joniak as we get ready for Bears-Chargers on a Monday nighter in San Diego. Let's dig in. The offensive matchups here might favor the Bears. Jay Cutler on a streak of four straight games where he's made some big throws with the game on the line. He'll have the opportunity to do the same against a Chargers defense that is reeling. Brandon Flowers, all to 5'9", and getting picked on by quarterbacks targeted frequently and with success, particularly on double moves. Second-year corner Jason Verrett is a quick, fast leaper, but only 5'9 as well. And given the Bears' size at receiver and Alshon Jeffrey, that could be an advantage for the Bears. Chargers run out of a 3-4 base defense. Undersized but slippery outside linebackers Melvin Ingram and Jeremiah Atashu will bring some pressure and must be accounted for in rush situations. On the defense, you must pressure and hit the soon-to-be 34-year-old quarterback Phillip Rivers. It's got to be essential. He is outstanding right now. And the Bears' pass defense ranks fourth in the league, so it's a pretty good matchup here. The banged-up Chargers' offensive line has given up the most pressures in the league, so this appears to be an opportunity for the Bears. Rivers calls the game at the line of scrimmage as well as anybody. His diagnosis of the defense leads to quick decisions and throws. However, there are times he'll hold it long enough for pressure to get home. If the veteran quarterback has time, he will be very difficult to defend. He completed all 22 of his passes 10 yards or less against the Ravens last week. Yards after the catch, a big part of the Chargers game right now, ranking number one in the league. And if tight end Antonio Gates can work through a sore knee, it elevates the threat level of a passing attack ranked first in the NFL. On to special teams. For as much trouble as the Bears are having in terms of continuity and execution on special teams, the Chargers are also going through some trouble. Overall, the punt return game for the Chargers, one return yard. That is by far the worst in the league. The Chargers own the worst field position after kickoffs in the NFL, with a league-worst 11 drives starting inside their own 20. So this has left Phillip Rivers in a situation where he started 31 drives inside his own 20, by far the most in the NFL. But this is where you got to watch out. I know this isn't a special teams key, but he does drive the length of the field, 7 touchdowns and 3 field goals and 58 points, second most in the NFL, but also 5 giveaways. This is a very interesting matchup for an intangible. Both teams have dealt with significant injury and continuity issues, yet have quarterbacks that are keeping them competitive despite a combined 11 losses. Both defenses scrap and claw to compete and get to the fourth quarter, but they've had difficulty at times making the big play, and they've combined to permit 40 touchdown drives. So who wants it more, and which team makes the big plays in the fourth quarter likely will tell the story of this matchup. Thanks for watching Keys to the Game. Be sure to join us next Monday night as the Bears venture into San Diego to meet the Chargers. Our pregame will get underway at 4:30, 7:30 to kick off. And I hope you'll join Tom Thayer and myself for the broadcast on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. That's going to do it here from PNC Studio at Halas Hall. I'm Jeff Joniak for Keys to the Game on ChicagoBears.com.